Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie, Ash and Kalani with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, City Chats by Brisbane Times met with Izzy White this week to discuss how Brisbaneites should rethink our relationship with public space. Izzy has demystified architecture's complicated relationship with media and the mainstream perception that architectural homes are untouchable to the working class. The housing crisis conversation has sparked an increased density to allow for more housing supply in our inner city areas, and White says caution is necessary when relying on houses and apartments to facilitate space, and instead should invest in the civic realm of public space. White believes that, quote, long-term planning with communities and being able to bring them on board with where more housing is going to go is a much better solution than rapid rezoning and sending out panic alarms.
Regenerative beef farmers Noel and Debbie Greenshaw are opening up Mulu Farm this weekend for their second annual Sunflower Festival to support cancer and palliative care patients with their unique farming methods. The pair has ditched expensive chemicals and has introduced more natural options to run the farm chemical-free. The Greenshaws stated that the aim of the festival is to, quote, get kids and families back in touch with farmers, and it will raise money for the two local charities, Little Haven Palliative Care and Supporting Chemotherapy in Cooloola. Miss Greenshaw, grateful for the community support, stated, quote, it's a different energy on the farm, it's just doing well.
In national news, AI data center company Firmus has accidentally published an internal note on its FAQ page saying they plan to use farm irrigation water for one of their three planned centers. Regarding water usage in their FAQs, they wrote, quote, we will likely use Tasmanian irrigation, but we do not want to highlight this yet as they are yet to agree to supply us as we fall outside their normal customer base and they need legal approval to supply us. Tasmanian Irrigation is a government-owned company dedicated to providing their water to farmers around the state. They have expressed their concerns surrounding Firmus's plans, saying, quote, it would concern us that Firmus are planning to use irrigation water without going through the proper channels first and talking to people. Although they have taken down the initial quote from their FAQ page, Firmus has defended their decision, explaining that the centre will have alternative options for water usage and would only need to use it on days where the temperature reaches above 26 degrees Celsius.
A fog burrow has been captured in Cobar, New South Wales, a rare phenomenon for the environment that is much like a rainbow but generated by smaller moisture droplets. Bureau of Meteorology's Jonathan Howe said that fog burrows are incredibly uncommon in Australia. He stated, quote, we often see pictures of fog growth from Canada, Europe, Northern Asia, and that's because of their position relative to the equator. It was incredible that for just half an hour, the fog burrow remained in the sky for locals to enjoy.
In international news, according to the deforestation monitoring group, MAP Biomass, the area in the Amazon rainforest that burned down during 2025 was far smaller in size than the previous year. A report published by the company states that 3.1 million hectares of Brazil's Amazon were burned last year, which is 12.7 million less than the following year. The previous year, sorry. President Lula vowed to protect the Amazon, and the latest figures under his office expect to boost his campaign efforts for re-election in October. The previous president had argued that farming and mining in the famous forest would reduce poverty in the region, and 3 years into his term, the trees harvested in the Amazon increased by 75%. In comparison, President Lula insisted on his first day of office that, quote, our goal is to achieve zero deforestation in the Amazon. The 2025 figures represent a 31% drop compared to historical averages, driven by the lowest numbers of fires recorded in the Amazon in 41 years.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting possible showers. It's currently 17.3 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. There is no current fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.